Oh, you will.
You will. Don't worry.
I'm sure he'll be wearing a kilt. So just reach up and grab. Okay. Him. He'll let you.
First time I met Big Fatty, he opened his hotel room door and just stood there, like shifting his weight back and forth between his 2 feet, so that his shorts would slip off his butt. And there he was standing in Disney World at the hotel with his pants off and
oh my God.
Balls swinging there right at his front door.
How appropriate
That's
is
how
that?
I met Big Fatty.
Big Fatty at Disney World swinging his balls.
Now, I got to ask you a question about that. When you opened the door, did he know who you were?
And was there an orange hanky hanging on the door?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh my God.
Ball swinging there right at his front door.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this was episode 1863 of the BFO for Monday the 16th of March 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and that includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, another coupon! Yes, yes! Hello, Hoopstas! Big Fatty Mean Keen don't know what that means. It's true, probably only Mean Keen will know what that means. But y'all, you are Hoopstas! You are Hoopsters today and for the next few weeks, because y'all, it's the NCAA basketball tournament. And y'all, as I'm recording, they're finishing up different collegiate sports ball games. And y'all, then they're going to have the selection show. And y'all, you'll be hearing people around the water cooler there in the coal mine talking about the brackets. You know, it's bracketology. Big fatty bracketology. That sounds like something that needs a medicated salve. Well, with people like Mean Keen, it probably means a lot of sleepless nights. Yes, Big Fatty. Like I said, y'all, I'm wondering, Big Fatty, do you think Mean Keen is the only one other than you that enjoys watching the sports ball? Well, Squeaky Kitty obviously likes it, but who knows? Maybe people will call in and let us know. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure they'll do that. Yeah, I am too. Y'all, the weekend. Y'all, the last time I talked to you, it was a Thursday night. And y'all, I can't remember. Y'all, the weather. The weather has been a challenge here in Charleston, because y'all, it we're in that time period when it's cold and hot, and y'all, yes, Big Fatty, it's very difficult with all your tossing and turning in the lava chamber to get some sleep. It's true, Big Fatty, are you okay? But y'all, this past weekend was a special weekend at the coal mine. Some of the old coal miners were back for a special weekend. So y'all, it meant, we have three or four of these a year that it means everybody's having to work a little bit extra and a little bit longer, and that included all of us in the coal mine, old Veda and Larry Cly and everyone else, and y'all. We were working late on and we're doing other things than just sitting at our desk at our computers it was a lot of different kind of things, which is good that it was at least something different to do, but y'all, yeah, it doesn't mean that your regular work gets done, so all that shit's just sitting there for when we get back to the coal mine Monday morning, and yes, Big Fatty, but anyway for right day. I'm trying to think what we did on a Friday. You know, nothing particularly special. Y'all, I worked at the coal mine till probably after 6 p.m. in the evening. Well, actually, it was probably closer to 7 p.m. in the evening when I got home from the coal mine. And Big Fatty can get your thoughts straight. Y'all, and then had to be back at 7:30 a.m. in the morning on Saturday. So, y'all, I came home for right night, and I had me a little supper. Had some more of that cone beef. Y'all, that I'm gonna tell you, if you can find that Eye of the Round cone beef, y'all, it is the best cone beef I have ever put in my mouth. Big Fatty, that says a lot. Especially with all the things you've put in your mouth, it's true. And then I settled in and I watched a couple of shows on the TV machine. Now, let me think, what did I watch? I know I watched The Glee, because, y'all, this coming week is the series finale of The Glee. And so they were and I think it's going to be kind of a retrospective 2-hour series finale. But, you know, who knows? Y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. But the other thing I watched, what was the other thing? Oh, I watched The Big Run. Y'all, The Big Run. Big Run is, as always, Big Fatty loves The Big Run, y'all. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, The Big Run probably ain't going to be on for the next couple of weeks because of the sports ball. So, y'all, it was good to get a dose of Big Run. And, you know, the Survivor. The Survivor will probably be missing here for a week or so. I don't know that for sure, but maybe. And because, y'all, this week they're going to do a two-hour episode this coming hump day night. So mark that on your VRCs. Yes, Big Fatty. And so anyway, I went. It was a relatively quiet night for a right night. Went to bed and y'all just snorted up. I just snorted. Yes, Big Fatty. And then on Saturday, up and at 'em. The good thing about Saturday morning, y'all, we're going in early. We were included in the brofkas, and y'all, for the brofkas, they served us scrambled eggs and buttermilk biscuits and grits, and y'all, it was good shrimp and grits, y'all. It was shrimp and grits, and y'all, it was just lovely. The only bad thing about it, y'all, they didn't pull the tails off the shrimp. Bee, Fatty, you like to eat tail. No, that's Granny. Never mind. Y'all, it was just odd that the tail, yeah, I mean, they were already peeled and cooked and everything, but they left the tails on them. So it just didn't make any sense to me. But anyway, didn't stop me from eating them, and I didn't eat the tail. No, Big Fatty, you put them on the side of your plate, and it was vulgar. Y'all, I didn't eat the tails. Anyway, after that, y'all, we had several other things that morning that we were involved in, and y'all, it all culminated with some desserts. And y'all, I got to tell you, two weeks from today on the 30th, y'all, I go to the doctor for my anal fiscal. Bee, what do you mean annual? No, I meant anal is part of it. Bee, ready, vulgar. So, y'all, I'm trying to lose 5 pounds. I'm just trying to lose 5 pounds. So, y'all, when we had the brofkas, I had just a little bit of grits, and I mainly put the shrimp and gravy and all that kind of stuff on top of my scrambled eggs. Y'all, it was still delicious, but I was trying to stay away from the carbs, and I did not have a buttermilk biscuit. And y'all, all through the weekend, y'all, they had cake. Yes, Big Fatty, I had a big old piece of cake. In fact, there was a couple of corners left, and I was thinking we might send those to Miss Bacon. No, she doesn't need any more corners. She'd have to triple Fitbit. She'd have to triple Fitbit. Big Fatty. There was that, and they had these little lemon squares, and they had little brownie bites, and they had these little pecan pie. They weren't really tarts, but it was like they took a pecan pie and cut it into little square pieces. But y'all, they all looked absolutely delicious. And then Saturday afternoon, they had angel food cake and fresh fruit to put on top of it, and they had Rice Krispie treats and cream puffs. Y'all, I just had a little bit of fresh fruit. I didn't. didn't eat the others, although, y'all, I wanted to just go at it. Yes, Big Fatty. But, y'all, then I came home, y'all, and I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty needs his rest. It's just all that I can say, because, y'all, I got home, oh, let's see, it was probably 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. I don't really remember. But, y'all, I came in, and I just had to lay down for a little bit. And, y'all, so I put my feet up, and, y'all, the next thing I knew, I was laying in a puddle of drool. And that was that. And, you know, Granny and Durwood, after last weekend, they had decided they were going to go up to the Myrtle Beach on Saturday. And, y'all, sent Granny a testimonium saying, okay, what time did y'all leave? He wrote back, oh, I'm not going. And I went, well, so I got on the FaceTime with Granny, and y'all, it's just horrifying to get on FaceTime with Granny. It's just horrifying, because y'all, he's usually naked, and it's just vulgar. It's just vulgar. But anyway, he said that he thought Durwood was still going on up there. So Saturday night, I had me a garden salad for my supper, and y'all, then I had, then I was on that stick it with a poke. On Saturday night, and y'all, it was Gavin and me, and let's see, who else was on that? It was Gavin and me, and Jay the Haunt Cub, and Jim, and the Fade Driver, and Brenda Boo was on there, and I think Toppy Smelly came on a little bit later also. So y'all, it was an odd group in there. Evidently, Blind Guy Jay was honking the boat. Big Fatty, don't be telling everything about what he's doing, okay? But he's usually on there, but he wasn't on there. He evidently, his mama taught him, don't talk with your mouth full. Big Fatty! What else? And so, y'all, I'm in the middle of the Stick It With A Poke little show. No, it wasn't. It was after it was over. Because, y'all, there was one of the things that was going on here at the coal mine this weekend. Y'all, they had a big dinner on Saturday night. I didn't go to it. But part of it is they do a silent auction. And they have a live auction, too. But, y'all, this year was the first year they had done it on the computer. So you didn't have to go to the event to participate in the silent auction. And, y'all, and you could have been bidding all week long. And, y'all, I bid on a couple of things. One of them was a wine and cheese tasting in your home. Y'all, I thought I'd do that for some folks, but if I won it. And, y'all, the other one was a security system for your home. And, y'all, I've always been thinking about getting a burglar alarm for the new Fat Cave, the Fat Villa, if you will. And y'all, you evidently save about 20% on your homeowner's insurance if you do that. And so it was $1,000 system, y'all. I don't know how to price them or anything like that, but it's a reputable firm here in Charleston. And so y'all, and the opening bid was $300, so I bid on that. Well, y'all, somebody, of course, came along about 7 p.m. in the evening and bid $325, and y'all, I just sat there. I wasn't going to bid against them. I was going to let them think that they had won it. And then about, and this thing ended at 8:30 p.m. in the evening, about 10 after 8, about 10 after 8, y'all, somebody else bid against that other person. And, y'all, they drove the price up a little bit. And I just sat very quietly. I was a lurker, y'all. It was lovely being a lurker. Be ready the lurker. And so then about 8:20, I put a bid in. And one of the two people that were bidding also, one of them had already put in their final bid. And once you can either put bids in increments, or you can say, I will bid up to a certain amount, and then I'm done. But if you do that, you're done. You can't bid anymore. So one of the two people had done that. And so, y'all, it went back and forth. No, I bid, and then the people came back and bid against me again. And so I didn't respond to anything. And y'all, with 1 minute left, I put in, no, it was about 2 minutes left. I put in another bid, and then they came back with another one. And but y'all, with about 20 seconds left, I know the people are pissed off at Big Fatty. But thank goodness it was anonymous, y'all, so they don't know they're pissed off at Big Fatty. But y'all, I put in the winning bid of $435, and y'all, it includes the installation and everything. And so I'm looking forward to that. And y'all, I think most of that cost will be absorbed in the reduction in my homeowner's insurance. At least I hope so. Yes, Big Freddy. And then I just piddled around. Oh no, Durwood. Durwood then sends me a testimonium saying, "Are you and Granny going out tonight?" I wrote him back. And I said, "Well, I thought you were going to Myrtle Beach. Granny said you were going to Myrtle Beach." I said, "Where are you?" And y'all, I never heard back from him. So I don't know if Durwood is all pissed off. Y'all, they were having strippers. They were having strippers at the form of the Connections. And y'all, one of them hit me up on the Grin Doctor earlier in the afternoon. So I'm sure he would just wanted to know how fat my wallet was. But, you know, so be it. Anyway, then on Sunday, y'all, I got up and I had my brofkas and everything. And y'all, then I went out to the Sam's Club. I picked up a couple of things out there. I needed a few little things. And y'all, then I went and I picked up some. I've been craving the Chinese food, so I picked up some. You could get a meal with two scoops of different entrees and then a side. And y'all got the steamed vegetables from a side, and then I got some sort of firecracker chicken and some chicken and green beans for my two entrees. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. But y'all, it included a fortune cookie, and I thought I would just open the fortune cookie and read it to you on the little show. Big Freddy, you really are searching for content, aren't you? I am. I'm not going to eat the fortune cookie because, you know, it's nothing but sugar and carbs. Anyway, I thought I'd read the fortune. And y'all, it says right here, let's just see. It says, Big Freddy, you will find happiness in mind and heart. Big Freddy, that doesn't say a damn thing. It's true. But I'm going to find happiness in mind and heart. And y'all, speaking of mind and heart, keep the turn up head in your mind. He went back to his vacation home over the weekend, and y'all, it was good and bad, you know, because, you know, he's in there for the heart checkup, but y'all, it was evidently filled with squirrels. It was just a lot of hot doctors there, so y'all, evidently he got his heart racing again. Big Freddy, did they have to sedate him? They probably had to sedate the doctors with him drooling all over him and everything. And y'all, they gave him a hard-boiled egg. Y'all, I can't imagine anything worse than for your brofkas have being a hard-boiled egg. Y'all, you'd eat that and then you'd toot all afternoon. Big Freddy, how's that any different than every day in the fat cave? Except you don't eat hard-boiled eggs. Well, that's true. Y'all, now I'm recording the little show. Oh, no. And then after got my dinner to go, y'all, I went by the P.O. box. But y'all, there was nothing there, so I just put the Hatterina's celebration of exiting the birth canal in the mail. And y'all, then I did an
Big Freddy, you didn't have time to do the coupon.
It's true, I didn't, but I'm going to do it real quick. Y'all, I just went by the Von's East and picked up a couple of things. Y'all, I needed some more solid, and I got me some soap, and what is that? They had a coupon for some... chicken pieces, barbecue chicken pieces. So I got those. I had a coupon and it was on sale. And y'all, then I what else did I get? Some little bacon. Y'all, I really went looking for another one of those Eye of the Round cone beasts, but y'all, I couldn't find any. So y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the turnip head appearing on Stick It With a Poke. And turnip head, how's the hospital?
Oh my God.
Ball swinging there right at his front door.
Oh, that'll get your ticker going, that's for sure.
You can leave a Fatty online.
Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. And plus, you didn't tell everybody how much you spent at the Von's East and how much you said.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should do that. Y'all have spent $14.70, but I saved $7.12. So, y'all, that's about a third. About a third. Big Fatty, and we need to get a shot back over here after that last belch of yours. It was just vulgar. It was just vulgar.
Me.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.